Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Ah, 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 ah.
Book. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. You should read the book. It's a little crazy, but I got to tell you something. 7 out of 10 points hit the nail on the head. And you know we're in trouble, right? Well, I just came back from a vacation down to Ocean City, Maryland. Beautiful down there. They lost their beach, and it's really not the same sand. They need some Long Island sand. But and we had a good time because we were with good people. And wherever you are, and when you're with good people, you'll always have a good time. You could be in a concentration camp, which you may be in one of these days, and you thought you were on the right political party line. You never know. You never know. The only communist that gets to a rule is the one on top. Everybody else is dispensable. Last show, I talked about saints. You know, I go to church every Sunday because my wife makes me, and she's bigger than I am. And it doesn't look good. Once I escaped the house, and I joined the Battered Husbands League. And she caught up with me. I had a hood over my head, and I was giving testimony at a congressional hearing. And is that you? we were with her relatives, and she's got some fantastic relatives. So I was talking about saints. You want to hear a saint's a story? This is told by a girl whose mother is deceased. Okay. These are people that when you meet with them, they will tell you, we came up the hard way. That's how they came up on the streets in New York, on the Lower West Side. They came up the hard way. This one girl's mother had 6 children, and her husband died. So there she is. She's working to keep the family together. And, of course, you know the Judas Iscariot rule. 1 out of 12 will betray you. You can use that in politics. Maybe you have to up the ratio. But 1 out of 12 will betray you, according to the Last Supper. And somebody turned her in because her oldest child was 10 years old, and he was trying to keep all the kids out of trouble while mom worked. Mom had no choice. She had to work. So they took the children, her 6 kids, away from her. And just in case, you know, you think everybody in this country grows up a Hollywood style, it's not really true. A friend of my father's got caught shooting marbles at 10 o'clock at night, and they put him in Mount Loretto on Staten Island, and he was raised by the Catholic Church. He was an orphan. But anyway, going back to this lady's mother, the woman lost her children. So what do you think she does? What would you do? You had 6 kids. You're a woman. Okay? They took your kids away. They were up in Ossining, New York, which is the home of Sing Sing prison. You know, I'm sure you can see the prison from the home they got you in. She gets married. She finds a nice guy, and she marries him. But she doesn't tell him that she's got 6 kids already. Now, you see how the marriage ratio works today, 50-50, right? He sneezed. He didn't cover his face. I'm going to the lawyer. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Yeah, how can you be in love with 2 people at the same time? Somebody pulled that on me one day. A woman. And she wasn't talking about me. She was talking about 2 chumps that she was torturing. Unbelievable. People are sick, man. The sickness is in the land. We've got more viruses now that are psychological than we have health viruses. So here's this woman. She gets married. She says, I do. And this guy has 2 kids of his own. She runs right up. She doesn't pause for a honeymoon. She runs right up to Ossining, New York, and brings her 6 kids home to their new home. And then she introduces them to their stepfather, and she breaks the news to him that she's got 6 kids. All right. Now, in the Catholic Church, that's not grounds for an annulment. No. But in divorce court, man, you can get all kinds of... You can get all kinds of deals. Anyway, so there she is. Now she's got a new husband, and she's got 8 kids. And then she had 2 by her new husband. And the woman who's telling the story is one of the 2. So you could say, well, that was back in days of yore, you know. And things like that don't happen no more, not with 31% on welfare. Why do they announce the unemployment rate and say, well, unemployment is down, it's only 6% this quarter? Why don't they add that 31% that's on welfare? Wouldn't that make it 37% unemployment? Well, we're suckers. We're suckers. All we, you know what we did? And I got liberal friends that are losing their minds. I got liberal friends who just found out they worked 2 days this week, overtime, like 80, 85 hours, and they're getting the same take home as if they didn't work. And they have no deductions. No deductions. The government loves them. Oh, God. And you know what my solution to that problem is? It's very simple. You pass a law and I hate passing laws. Let me tell you, I would rather just get rid of them. You pass a law that says after 40 hours a week, no taxes after 40 hours a week. Why should somebody be trying to buy a house and break an IRS and the government's there going, work a little harder, we have people to take care of, we have friends to buy, we have votes to buy. Yes, can't you work two jobs on a Sunday? Now, you compare that to the greatest generation. The greatest generation lived less on the hog. They lived low on the hog. And they one man worked, and his salary, and I'll give you an example, and that's the one that I was born and bred under. He had five kids, all went into the service, served their country. We had a draft, and everybody got a chance to be an American. And today, only 1% of the country is American. American by gunpowder. And he was making $67 a week, which was an average paycheck for a working man. His rent was $37 a month. And he lived in a three-bedroom apartment with the smallest kitchen in America. You had to eat in shifts. And there was no, what is it, what's that tile that everybody uses now? There was nothing, man. It was just plain old wood. Yep. And that's why when my relatives, through marriage, tell me we came up the hard way, they know what they're talking about. One of them had a mother who had twins, and the twins were in the bedroom drawers. And the father was the only one in the house who could eat steak, because he needed the strength to go out and work. He was the only one that got steak. And when he was 33 years old, Pearl Harbor got hit, and he joined the army. And somebody said to him, "What are you joining the army for? You got kids here to take care of." He says, "If I don't do it, who's going to do it?" How's that? Those are real Americans, man. You know? And what do we have today? We got the Vietnam leftovers. I'm not talking about the veterans. The veterans were the greatest generation also, because they were betrayed and had to live with it. At least the boys from World War II, when they came home, they were loved and appreciated and given parades and hugs and kisses. When the guys from Nam came home, they got spit on by communists who had taken over their town while they were away. And those very same communists run the government today. So, let's go on and tell the story. So this lovely little lady broke her ass her whole life, died early, died of cancer, and we're talking about saints now, okay? Her lifestyle might have been boisterous. It might have been vulgar, but she was a saint. And a Jewish doctor was also a saint, because he treated her cancer. And he treated this lady's sister for hereditary cancer. And of course, he couldn't save the mother, and he lost the daughter. And the doctor's name was Eli. And when the surviving sister of the two came down with cancer, he said, "We're not losing you. I lost your mother, and I lost your sister. I'm not losing you." And he treated her free because she didn't have money. And not only that, but when they moved to Florida, her and her husband, to live cheaper, this doctor was in New York. He would send her the airfare money to come up and be treated. and then her daughter had a growth on her leg, and she brought him up to Dr. Eli, and Dr. Eli looked at it, and the mother already had two opinions from other doctors, and they said the leg had to be amputated. And Dr. Eli said, let me get some real specialists here to take a look at that. He brought in five specialists. Four of them said the leg has to be amputated. Dr. Eli said, no. We're going to go with the one that says it doesn't have to be amputated. And that girl is walking around today with two legs. How's that? Saints all over the place, but you never see them. All Hollywood gives you is the same old shit. They never give you a decent person to emulate. They only give you scum. Want another cup of scum? Yeah, so the story continues. The story gets better. These relatives are way past 80, okay? One of them has, two titanium knees. You know, everybody gets the hip and knee replacements. He's got the more scars in his legs than a guy that walked through a minefield. And he's worked on his knees all his life. He did carpets, you know, with the kicker. You get a nice tight positioning if you use a kicker and you use your knees. And his brother had his knees done because he was a trucker in New York, and he used to have to put boxes on his knees as he unloaded the truck. So both of these guys have got knee problems, and they've had them taken care of. One of the brothers who's married to the woman who's telling the story about her mother, okay, this couple gave up all their income to send their three children to the best schools. One son is a physician, very well off. Very well off. And he went to school as a silver spoon boy. Never had to work. And his parents paid his way through college and med school. And it turns out that later in life he's got a real big house and he lives high on the hog. And his father did all the carpeting in his house and ruined his knees at the same time. So his parents are down in Florida, and they're not doing too good. One's a waitress, and the other one is doing house cleaning. And then eventually they both are doing house cleaning. And the one that's a waitress, she has a bad rotator cuff from carrying 14 meals on one tray for $7 an hour in a catering hall where you're not allowed to take tips. How's that? Yet they gave up all their working income in the primate air life so their kids could get good educations and good jobs. So they fall on hard times. You're not going to believe this story. They fall on hard times. And the father calls the son, who's loaded, and he says, son, you think you could help us out with $200 a month? And the son said, Dad, did you ever think of a reverse mortgage? And the father says, son, we've got a reverse mortgage. And the son says, I'll get back to you. How's that? You think he's a hard times grower-upper? How's that? And the parents love him to death. Unbelievable, right? It's really sad. It's really sad. One generation gave up everything, and another generation took it all. And you know, what goes around comes around. And it has. It has. Karma has knocked on his door. Anyway, I thought I would just give you that little story. And it is unbelievable. And you know what ruins a lot of families today? Drug intervention. I don't think it works out too good. Drug intervention. Give them a bottle of water and let them off somewhere in the desert. Let me go for a tune. And drug intervention is wiping out family fortunes, too. Oh, yeah. We're going to do Americano. Couple, you think that their work is done? Nope. A help out a family member whose parents, her adoptive parents, have died, and they step in and take care of the child that they adopted with all kinds of problems, and they've been taking care of that child for 10 years. there are saints in this country, and we fail to give them any recognition. It could be a daughter with a mother at the doctor's office, you know. It could be a nurse that goes to church, to a funeral mass of somebody that died in the home that nobody came to see. It could be people like Dr. Eli. Okay, so having said that, we're going to do some news. I'm sure a lot of people believe what goes around comes around. Yeah. Anyway, let's see what we got here. Rule number one. You want to know what rule number one is? Rule number one, meet them on the battlefield, leave them on the battlefield. If the Communist Party holders want to give them civil rights, let them go to the battlefield and read them the Marengue warning. If you meet them on the battlefield, you leave them there. There's no reason to bring them back. You're not a policeman. You are saving your country, and the only way you can save it is to kill the guy who wants to destroy it. Okay, let's see what we got here. Blogs. I can't believe Montana houses communists. The Democrat Party of our ancestors is gone 60 years. We now have the party of flag burners, baby killers, drug dealers for taxes, slave smugglers. That's what's coming across the border. For every person you think you're helping, there's one that's going into slavery. No God, no country, people. Round them up and brand them with the hammer and sickle. Then sashay them back to Washington, D.C., the district of communists. When I grew up, kids played cowboys and Indians. I had two cap pistols. Ah, we have good news. A friend of mine went to a rifle range near Fort Dix, New Jersey. He said he never saw so many guns and so much ammunition. Just from local people, AK-47s, Buffalo guns. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that have four or five weapons. He felt very comfortable, he said. So I had two cap pistols when I grew up. I used to play cowboys and Indians. I have a relative who went duck hunting on a New York subway. Out to the airport, he shot two ducks. He brought them home in a bag with a rifle over his shoulder on the 7th Avenue subway. And he lived downtown New York. One of the kids in my neighborhood came from Armenia. He had a complete cowboy outfit. His name was Vohan. His American words were, "Howdy, partner, buckaroo." Today we are communist slaves of the party of death and drugs, the Democrats. Reach for the sky. I got the drop on you. Okay, you shot me. I'm a new guy. You never played those games. Now they got you playing sissy games. Like, are you a bully? Did you say something mean to somebody today? Did you say God bless you? Do you know there are people in this classroom that are appalled by those words? You're a bully. You're one of those Christian bullies. Judge rules. I love that one. Judge rules. Well, if a judge ruled, then that's it, man. That's the real McCoy. You know the story of the real McCoy? The real McCoy is a whistle on a boiler, a safety whistle. And when the whistle blows, it lets off steam. There's a little valve in there, and before the boiler blows up, the valve releases the steam and makes a whistle. And it was invented by a black man named McCoy. And there were other valves, and they didn't work. So when guys went to repair boilers, they would always say, "Give me the real McCoy." You got to chase some of these sayings. They really are very enlightening. Obama to destroy the lives of coal miners. Oh, my beloved coal miners, you are the backbone of the nation. You serve God and country more than most. to be betrayed by communists whose only goal is a splintered nation has nothing to do with ecology, has nothing to do with it. Break the back of this nation. Flip the bird to the military. Their only goal is a splintered nation ripe for takeover. If I had my way, every politician would spend a day in a mine with weak timbers and a dead canary. The price you pay to survive, most Americans would not dare to do. I would close that effing EPA and send them to China to take coal orders. I wish you God's justice and good living. So we said that. Now let's see what else we got. Here's an article on jihad. Bird call. They call him Bo Bergdahl. I call him Bo Birdcall. He was promoted from runaway private to sergeant by the Communist Party. He was well treated by the Haqqani network, who are better negotiations than the flag burning and better negotiators than the flag burning Democrats. They got the Taliban government back. We got little Bo Sheep. That's right. We got little Bo Sheep. Do you know who they got in exchange for Bo Birdcall? They got Khairulla Harkawa. He was the governor of Herat, Afghanistan. A governor. That would be like trading Mario Cuomo's son, little Andy, tiny little Andy. Yeah, for a trader. The second guy they got was Narula Nuri. He was the governor of Balkh province, and he ruled two provinces. So Obama really traded big here. Abdul Haq Wasik. He was head of Taliban intelligence, and Human Rights Watch has violations with his name on it. The next one was Mohammed Abi Omeri, head of Taliban communications. So Obama has put these guys back in the field. This will come in handy when they backshoot all the Americans that Obama says, run out now, and don't call me. Don't call Hillary. We don't take phone calls from people that are trapped. The fourth one or fifth one, Mohammed Fazl. He's the Minister of Defense, and he likes to kill Shia. How's that? Huh? Obama made some big trades here, didn't he? And the next one is Mohammed Nabi. He's head of Taliban security, who penetrated the CIA in Afghanistan. These guys were all rounded up and kept out of action by George Bush. And the community organizer traded them for a red-hatted little bird named Birdcall. Yeah, but he won't go down to Mexico and get one real man. Maybe he's ashamed. He's afraid. You know, maybe he quivers in the presence of real men. Yep, and 6 to 9 GIs died looking for Birdcall. Obama leaves no one behind. Yeah, how many GIs are fighting the five who were released? How many GIs died fighting the five who were released? And of course, you know that once Obama came in with his Communist Party, what did he do? He silenced the press. And they said, yes, Mazza. Yes, Mazza, we won't release anything without your permission, Mazza. We won't. We won't. We won't say boo. We won't say Bo Birdcall. And not only that, but Snowden is a hero. He's a hero of the Soviet Empire. Yeah. So, Birdcall was promoted from runaway private to sergeant by the Communist Party. He was well treated by the Haqqani network, who are better negotiators than the flag-burning Democrats. They got the Taliban government back. We got little Bo Sheep. The jihad murder of Jim Foley is on Obama's lack
of interest and golf game. Same with the Marine in Mexico. Foley was tortured the most, and Obama pulled a Jimmy Carter swan song. Foley could have been saved. Once again, the USA fails intelligence and the ability to negotiate. Time to stop using Hollywood fake sets and get real. And that's the name of that tune that we are sharing with you, my fellow Americans. And while we're sharing tunes, let me see if I can find one that will keep you awake. Nobody's around, so I'm your best bet. Oh, here's one. We'll play this one. This is for the atheists out there. We wish them the love of Jesus Christ.
Behold the cross on which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary.
I did this blog the night Obama spoke, might be 5 days ago. Obama speaks. Fox cut a good show to inject Obama propaganda. He was addressing a group of veterans, telling them how important he was. He dropped a few names of locals to get an applause, then bragged about retreating from Iraq and how he saved the world. This communist jerk has lost the entire world. Today he's upset that the UAE and Egypt bombed the same Libya that he bombed in. He was upset that they didn't tell him of their plans. Would you tell him after he double-crossed Israel, telling Iran the Israelis made a deal for refueling in Azerbaijan? I wouldn't trust him to babysit a burglar. Listen to this liar brag about the greatness of the nation he pretends to come from. I turned one channel down and watched a kid's dinosaur show, and then I thought of Obama's loser general who does not go to war zones, Dumpster Dempsey, the cream de la crap. Throw out haggling Hegel, and you know what the Democrats do? They have a little tactic. They love to do this. They hate the military so bad. They will appoint a Secretary of Defense who's a Republican incompetent. And when something goes wrong, they say, what can you expect? He's a Republican. Classic example is, what's his name? I can't remember his name. He went to NATO and read a book of his poetry. Do you remember that one? And on 9-1-1, he was the Secretary of Defense on 9-1-1. And he was in Hollywood during 9-1-1. He was decorating Jack Valenti. Yeah, what a lemon he is. And he's a Republican, too. They always pick a Republican fall guy for the Secretary of Defense. So then I dropped down one more channel to see the NASA Museum of American Failure. The main one was our failure not to get a ride with the Russians because Putin hates Obama, who only wants to give him Alaska and Europe. How sad a nation going down the tubes that everybody has a seat on an empty gravy train. I can't take it no more watching losers patting themselves on the back. Our intelligence sucks. Our ability to negotiate is a farce. I wouldn't send out of touch a John Kerry to buy ice cream. He'll come back with all the wrong flavors. I am afraid that we cannot afford to elect another Democrat communist with his communist entourage. America is out of time. Gunpowder is obsolete. The next war is going to require a president with military combat experience. The next war will last as long as it took bin Laden to bring down the Clinton Towers. I ask you to look at the qualifications of ex-General Stanley McChrystal. In the words of the Godfather, we need a 13-year-long wartime consigliere. And please don't give me that crap, that media propaganda, Pavlov's dog crap. America is war-weary. Oh, yeah? Which America? The one that doesn't know what panties Miley Cyrus is wearing tonight? Come on. Or Justice Bieber? Give me a break, man. Which America? The out-of-touch America? The America that has no idea what's going on? They have no idea. They used to say in the Army, there's always 10% that doesn't get the word. There's 90% in this country that doesn't get the word. And you know what? A lot of them don't want to hear the word, and that's why they don't get it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear about it. This cutthroating thing will go away. Has anybody got the words to kumbaya? A split-second decision, Commander, is what we need. Patton said on his giving up his Army post in 1945, in one of his last speeches, he said twice in his lifetime he saw the USA come from behind. He said he doubted if we could do it a third time. He said not with the way missiles travel and the new arts in warfare. It's really sad. We do need a split-second decision, Commander. You want to be on the phone with Obama while you're watching a big bright light go off in your neighborhood? Huh? Mr. President, can you send somebody? Hello? He's doing a Benghazi on us. Yeah, a CIC that can move with deadly force. I wonder why he was never on Fox. He was never on Fox. He wrote a book, and he didn't even make the book review. It's really sad. And the guy was a combat officer all his life. He was in charge of every American soldier and some foreign ones in Afghanistan. He had skin in the game. And he went out on missions as a general. Now you see Dempsey. All you see Dempsey doing is apologizing for Obama.
And giving that military intelligence nod. I have military intelligence right here under my cap.
Oh, man. We're in trouble. We are in big trouble.
A bartender, a champagne. And we'll take a giraffe of wine.
What are we going to play here? Let's play Be True to Your School, and being that they're failing you.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away. Get that
ball
and fight.
Be true to your school.
Want to know how brainwashed you are? The media has you believing that these guys who go overseas and are American citizens, yeah, dogs have papers too, and fight against this country, or come back here to do damage to this country in the name of Allah, yeah, that they're American citizens. Do you really believe they're American citizens? If you do, you got to go and get your hat blocked. Yeah. 300 American citizens are fighting for ISIS, not as citizens. Crossing the line voids your American warranty. 300 American citizens fighting for ISIS, not as citizens. Crossing the line voids your American warranty. Please, media, delete the word citizens and insert traitors, whether they be in Syria or in the White House. Once you fight for a foreign power that intends to kill Americans, you are a traitor. You're no longer an American, and you're fit to be executed as an enemy of the American people. I see a tendency with the Presslings to play the juvenile delinquent card. Where did we go wrong? What did we do wrong? What did we say that enraged him? I know. We didn't kill him before they killed us, and that's where we went wrong. Liberal communists will get us all killed, and the reason they are stupid is because they have no experience in battle. They actually believe they can sing Kumbaya at the cockpit door on their knees, steeped in pilot blood, debating Khalid the diversion counter as he softly assures them, shh, shh, we're going back to the airport. Fools will get us all killed. So, having said that, we will skip to the next article. Abu, you have notifications pending. I'm not paying those bills. Let me see here. Breaking news, a Democrat senator lied about her residency. Oh, no, I can't believe it. A Democrat got caught lying. Conservative Rob Manis is running for Senate, and he's from Louisiana. Oh, Mary Landrieu, she's no good. She's dirty. She's dirty. You know what she did when Bush was winning a second term? She knew that chances were better with Bush. So as a Democrat, as she said, she told the people of Louisiana, I'm going to support George Bush with my whole heart and soul. And please elect me because I'll be backing Bush. And as soon as they elected her, she screwed everybody. Yeah, she's a corkscrew, man. Conservative Republican challenger Robert Manis has discovered that Landrieu doesn't live in Louisiana. And the house she claims she lives in is actually her parents' house, who she threw out, where they live. Landrieu is, in actuality, she lives in a $2.5 million brick mansion on Catwalk. Oh, there's a lot of good money. You know, you get those inside trading tips. You don't know about that, huh? No. Well, it's against the law, and Congress got caught inside tradering, and they said, okay, we're going to rescind the law that we are the exception to the rule, and we're going to be like the other Americans that we screw. And a month later, when nobody was looking, they reinstated the law, and they're back in business, and you're letting them live high on the hog on your dime. If you ever came out of your house and seen how many people are living off of you, and they were all had their hands out, and you had to give them some of your paycheck, you would come out of your house with a 30 caliber machine gun. Yeah. Manis is a United States Air Force veteran and a recipient of the Bronze Star Medal. He is a businessman who has received the enthusiastic backing of conservatives from across the country, including, if Sarah Palin endorsed him, I got to vote for him. Now, can I get down to Louisiana in time? Tea Party Express, Senate Conservatives Fund. He won't be endorsed by the ACLU. He won't be endorsed by the new Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. He won't be endorsed by Putin's raiders. Yeah, Putin, the merciless. There's a guy that's got a routine going. He got everybody BS'd. Obama could take a few lessons from him. Okay, here's one that's my favorite. Bush didn't have to go to Iraq. This is one that the communists play all the time. He didn't have to go to Iraq. Al Gore, under the payroll of George Soros, said, he played on our fears. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I just did a $500 million deal with the Qataris. Yeah. I got a new Qatar. And I got rid of my wife. She was an anchor around my neck, my handsome neck. Bush did not have to go to Iraq, and that's what I call cagada de toro. That's poop of the bull. Reagan said, trust but verify. Bush sent in between 60,000 and 140,000 inspectors with guns. And that's how you trust and verify. And we were talking about Kirsten Powers, and she's the liberal on Fox, and she suffers for the little children on the border, those little urchins and that 300-pound baby in a diaper with an MS-13 tattoo. Yes, I would say bring them all in, bring them all in. But not to my neighborhood. I have a gated community, and we don't let riffraff. Yeah. And I love children. How many you got? I don't have any, but my sister has a niece. Yeah. Oh, my niece has a child. Yes. Yeah. And sometimes I see their pictures in the paper. You know. Reagan said, trust but verify. Powers conveniently forgets 911. Nobody on earth could guarantee our safety. In New York City, guys were changing, flushing the toilet by the minute. They were hiding under the bed. The Senate Military Intelligence Committee was led by 9 flag burners, 8 Democrats and 1 rat Republican, who to this day is classified as a conservative. If you saw New Yorkers jumping into the Hudson River thinking the dust cloud was radioactive, you would know how helpless we were as we watched a 343 fireman die to save. Saddam was the biggest fool of the century. He bragged he had nukes. He gassed 5,000 Kurds in Halabja. Our sucky intelligence said he had WOMDs. British and German intelligence said he had nukes. The UN weapons inspector, who nobody trusted, said there were no nukes. You know what his name was? Mohammed Baradei. He just ran for president of Iran, who has no nukes. Powers is suffering from selective Democrat Alzheimer's. One thing Bush had that Obama does not want is competent advisors. Bush had the best. He had all professionals. He never would have gotten rid of General Stanley McChrystal because of a few knock-knock jokes. He insulted the vice president, he did. Yes, how many troops is he? 140,000. He goes on missions with them? Yes, he does. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. They have a drawing of him with the helicopter blade on his head. Is he that active? Oh, he's much more active than this little monkey we have here playing basketball in D.C. Dumpster Dempsey. And his arch buddy was, what was his name? Admiral Lemon, Mullen. Yeah, I'll never attack Iran as long as I'm Admiral. Thank you. You saved the world. Since Obama began to destroy the USA, the communist media was not shown one dead GI. Obama has lost, let alone the 3 he abandoned on the battlefield, which according to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, cowardice in the face of the enemy by the highest ranking officer, that's Obama, is punishable by firing squad. The mistake that Bush made was he had crunch power. And we surrounded Iran on all sides. You get a little CIA map out. We were everywhere on every side of Iran. We could have killed 2 dirty birds with 1 stone. That was the time to get a nuke deal right then, because all of the mullahs were all pooping in their dish dashes. We were a half hour away from Tehran. That was also the time to broadcast revolution into Iran. Obama has lost the entire Middle East, the Ukraine, and the Far East is in play. Just ask the Taiwanese, the South Koreans, the Japanese, and the Filipinos with the mic off. Say, tell the truth. Is this guy good for us? Or this guy going to get us all killed. This guy nut job, one big nut job. They will tell you, don't be surprised if Japan goes nuclear. Would you trust the American umbrella under Obama bin Laden? I wouldn't trust him to go get a loaf of bread. Short memories cover media crimes. Since Obama lost, and guess how many he's lost in Afghanistan? 2,200 Americans. Not one name was ever released. They have been labeled NATO troops to be identified later, but they're not being buried in Holland. They're being buried in Montana. The communist press covers up all Democrat crimes, including murder and fake blood clots. And that's the truth. A bartender, a champagne. We've got 37 seconds left. I'll give you a nice tune and we'll waltz our way out. Have a nice night, and I hope you had a good Labor Day weekend.
Estrelas há no céu, mas não pra mim. Lindas canções de amor, mas não pra mim. A chuva cai.
not for me. Have a nice night.